Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something truly beautiful happening in homes with 5- and 6-year-olds. Parents are reaching out, asking how to help their children achieve mastery over their emotions and find inner peace. And I want you to know something right from the start. If this is you, if you're wondering how to support your kindergartner through their big feelings, you are asking exactly the right question at exactly the right time. Let me tell you why this matters so much. Your child, right now, at this very age, is in one of the most important windows for emotional development. Their brain is like a garden in full bloom, ready to learn skills that will serve them for their entire life. And here's the truly wonderful news. Emotional regulation, that ability to understand and manage big feelings, isn't something children are just born with or without. It's a skill, a beautiful, teachable skill that grows stronger with practice and loving guidance. The research on this is absolutely fascinating. Studies show that while most children develop foundational self-regulation abilities by kindergarten age, about 35% experience delays in this crucial area. But here's what fills my heart with hope. Every single study confirms the same truth. These skills can be taught. They can be strengthened. And you, wonderful parent, are the perfect person to guide your child on this journey. Let me share what the experts are discovering. The Child Mind Institute, an organization dedicated to children's mental health, emphasizes that self-regulation is a teachable skill through coaching and breaking challenging tasks into manageable steps. Think about that for a moment. When your 5- or 6-year-old feels overwhelmed by anger or frustration or disappointment, they're not failing. They're learning. And you can help them break down those enormous feelings into smaller, more manageable pieces. Research published in peer-reviewed journals confirms that emotional competence and self-regulation are foundational for learning, behavior, and health outcomes. Children who develop strong emotion regulation skills by this age form more positive relationships with their teachers, perform better academically, and show greater resilience when facing challenges. This isn't about creating perfect children who never feel big emotions. It's about giving them tools to navigate those emotions with grace and confidence. So what does this look like in real life? How do we actually teach emotional mastery to a kindergartner? Let me share some beautiful, evidence-based approaches that the magic book and I have seen work wonders. First, we help children understand that feelings are information, not commands. This is such a powerful shift. When your child feels angry because their friend took their toy, that anger is giving them information. It's saying, "I wanted that toy and I feel disappointed." But the anger isn't commanding them to hit or yell. They can choose how to respond. This is the heart of emotional regulation. Second, we practice naming emotions with specificity. Instead of just sad or mad, we help children discover the rich vocabulary of feelings: disappointed, frustrated, worried, excited, proud, overwhelmed. When children can name what they're feeling, they gain power over it. The emotion becomes something they can observe and work with, rather than something that controls them. Third, we teach calming strategies that work with their developing brain. Deep breathing, counting to 10, taking a break in a cozy corner, squeezing a soft toy, drawing their feelings. These aren't just distractions. They're tools that help the nervous system settle, allowing the thinking brain to come back online. And fourth, we model emotional regulation ourselves. Children learn more from what we do than what we say. When we name our own feelings, when we take deep breaths when we're frustrated, when we apologize when we make mistakes, we're showing them that emotional mastery is a lifelong practice, and it's okay to be learning. Now, I want to tell you about a story from the magic book that teaches these concepts so beautifully. It's called The Books That Feel What You Feel, and it follows a child named Leo who visits a magical study where books glow different colors based on emotions. When Leo feels jealous of his friend's invention, the wise books help him understand something profound. Jealousy is just helpful information, not a command to follow. This story shows children exactly what emotional regulation looks like. Leo feels the jealousy. He doesn't push it away or pretend it's not there, but he also doesn't let it control his choices. He learns that he can feel jealous and choose kindness. He can acknowledge the feeling and make a decision that aligns with his values. This is emotional mastery in action. After you read this story with your child, you can use it as a touchstone. When big feelings arise, you can ask, "What is this feeling trying to tell you?" Just like the books that glow with emotions, what information is your feeling giving you? And then, what choice do you want to make? This simple framework, feelings as information plus conscious choice, is the foundation of emotional regulation. The magic book also reminds us that this journey takes time. Your 5 or 6-year-old is not going to master their emotions overnight. There will be meltdowns. There will be moments when the feelings feel too big. And that's not failure. That's learning. Every single time you help your child navigate a big emotion, you're strengthening those neural pathways. You're building their capacity for self-regulation. Research shows that mindfulness-based approaches are particularly effective for young children. This doesn't mean sitting in lotus position for 20 minutes. It means simple practices like noticing 5 things you can see, 4 things you can hear, 3 things you can touch. It means pausing to take 3 deep breaths together. It means creating little moments of presence throughout the day. And here's something that might surprise you. The research also shows that children whose parents respond with patience and structured support during emotional moments show remarkable growth in their ability to manage big feelings. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have all the answers. You just have to be present, patient, and willing to guide them through the storm. I want you to know something else. The fact that you're here, watching this, learning about emotional regulation, tells me everything I need to know about you. You care deeply about your child's emotional well-being. You're willing to learn and grow alongside them. And that, my wonderful friend, is exactly what your child needs. As we close our time together today, I want to leave you with this truth. Your child's big emotions are not a problem to fix. They're a sign of a healthy, developing human being who feels deeply and loves fiercely. Your job isn't to eliminate those emotions. It's to help your child understand them, name them, and choose how to respond to them with wisdom and kindness. The journey to emotional mastery is one of the most beautiful gifts you can give your child. And you don't have to walk it alone. The Magic Book and I are here with stories that teach these skills through enchantment and wonder. The research is here, showing you evidence-based strategies that work. And most importantly, you have everything you need within you already. Your love, your patience, your commitment to your child's growth. Find the books that feel what you feel in the Book of Inara app. Read it together. Talk about feelings as information. Practice choosing responses instead of reacting. And watch as your child blossoms into someone who can navigate their inner world with confidence and grace. Thank you for being here today, my wonderful friend. Thank you for caring so deeply about your child's emotional journey. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, with stories and wisdom and endless support. Until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.